While accepting an award for The Fablemans at this year's Golden Globes, Steven Spielberg made a startling assertion.
I've been hiding from this story since I was 17 years old.
He's been making movies pretty much nonstop since then, including Jaws, the Indiana Jones films, Schindler's List, and Saving Private Ryan. But The Fablemans is different, a lightly fictionalized version of the filmmaker's own life.
I told this story in parts and parcels all through my career. E.T. has a lot to do with this story. Close Encounters has a lot to do with the story.
With The Fablemans nominated for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, we asked critic Bob Mondello to tease out a few of the autobiographical references in Spielberg's earlier films.
The Fablemans begins by dramatizing a story Spielberg's been telling interviewers for years about the first time his parents took him to a movie, The Greatest Show on Earth. It's a circus story, but its most famous scene is a train crash that terrified little Stevie, or Sammy, in the movie. In The Fablemans, Sammy goes home and, to his dad's distress, starts crashing his model train set over and over. Mom,
Sammy,
realizes he's trying to get past his fear and has an idea.
We're going to use Daddy's camera to film it. Only crash the train once, okay? Then after we get the film developed, you can watch it crash over and over till it's not so scary anymore.
Watching what little Sammy comes up with in The Fablemans, it's hard not to think of the trains in Spielberg films, from the Indiana Jones movies to Schindler's List. And once you're in that origin story headspace, you'll start seeing parallels in other scenes. The clowning around with Fableman siblings as he starts making movies.
Take off the blindfolds.
Feels a whole lot like bits in E.T. And if you accept as autobiographical the scene where Mom grabs the Fableman kids and drives straight towards a tornado...
Come on! Let's go see!
Is this safe?
Of course it's safe! I'm your mother!
It's clear where the inspiration came from for Richard Dreyfuss grabbing the car and heading straight for the UFOs in Close Encounters.
This is nuts!
The mom and kid the Dreyfuss character takes along for the ride are a sort of pickup family unit, not his own wife and kid, which makes sense when you know that Spielberg's parents divorced when he was still in his teens. In film after film, E.T. with its single mom, Jurassic Park with its unaccompanied grandkids, Empire of the Sun with its wartime separation of a boy and his parents, there are fractured families.
Has Ma seen you dress like this?
She came to pick up some boxes. She won't see me.
In real life, Spielberg had a distant relationship with his father, whom he blamed for his parents' divorce, though it was his mother who'd strayed. Might that have been why he was attracted to the story of Catch Me If You Can?
Your mother's married now to my friend Jack Barnes. They have a house in Long Island.
Dad, she wouldn't do that.
Why won't you sit down?
Why would she do that to you?
Come on, sit with me. Have a drink. Your father.
After the filmmaker reconciled with his own dad, fathers in his films proved more sympathetic. Tom Cruise, for instance, dodging aliens with 2 kids in tow in War of the Worlds.
What the hell is going on?
You saw we're under attack!
Wars of a more down-to-earth sort were Spielberg's starting point. In real life, after listening to his dad's pals talk about their World War II exploits and watching war movies on TV, the budding 16-year-old filmmaker deployed his Boy Scout troop in a half-hour battlefield epic called Escape to Nowhere. In The Fablemans, Sammy recreates it.
Cut!
Matching camera angles and dime store effects, the germ, you might argue, of what would later be the shattering first half hour of Saving Private Ryan.
Guess you based it on your dad's war stories, huh?
Sort of.
All these moments are detailed in The Fablemans, as is Jewish family life and encounters with anti-Semitism that informed the making of films like Munich and Schindler's List. But as a filmmaker who's often accused of having a Peter Pan complex, he let Fresh Air's Terry Gross know that his films are filled with personal tidbits that armchair psychologists can sleuth out if they want, say a tree outside his bedroom window that scared him as a toddler.
It looked like arms and long fingers and long fingernails, and later as an adult, when I wrote Poltergeist, I created a tree out the window that actually comes to life and grabs a kid and starts to suck him into one of its knot holes. I was afraid of the dark. I was afraid of small places, and I still am today. I'm very claustrophobic. I was a fearful kid.
Really? Who'd have thunk? Decades ago, Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini, who'd just centered his movie 8½ on a character who was a director, much like himself, said that all art is autobiographical, adding playfully, "The Pearl is the oyster's autobiography." A few years later, he released another pearl, Amarcord, about his own youth, and that puts him in excellent company with the likes of Ingmar Bergman, François Truffaut, Spike Lee in Crooklyn, Alfonso Cuarón in Roma, Greta Gerwig in Lady Bird. But Spielberg, whose work has made him arguably the most popular filmmaker ever, his movies having out-earned those of all other directors at the box office, has made The Fabelmans more than just a sentimental self-portrait. He's given audiences a glimpse of a filmmaker's childhood as a filmmaker, a sort of masterclass in how heart affects art. I'm Bob Mandela.